This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, it's Z Radio Live. Welcome back to the Zach Feldman Show. And joining me over the phone is Todd Barrow. He is a country singer-songwriter. Hey, Todd, how you doing? Thanks for joining me.
Hey, man. Thanks, Zach, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here and very excited about the show.
Yes, anytime. And thanks again. This is our third show, actually, shockingly, out of a small little startup with this thing. But it's going well. It's going pretty good. But I want to hear what's going on with you. We have a brand new song, I see. Your song is called Prisoner of Love. Tell us about it and what inspired you to write it.
Yeah, you know, love always sells, right? I mean, it's, it's throughout history.
That is true.
The man and woman and boy and girl and, the dynamics of it. And I just had a lot of friends that were going through a bunch of stuff and breakups and relationship problems and difficulties and detours. And I'm like, you know what? I haven't really emotionally dived into something like that, or a subject, or, you know, to bring that kind of content with my music and my platform. So I said, you know what, I'm going to write a song about it. And this is going to be the next hit.
That's amazing. What kind of got you into the writing process for this song? I know, you know, in any song, there's always a ton to do, but what kind of, you know, started you up to get this song rolling?
Yeah, I just started reading a bunch of novels, man. Honestly, I just started reading about relationships and romance books and stuff, you know, and just kind of becoming a student. And I think any good songwriter has to become a student of the subject, you know, to really bring it out and present it the way it needs to be and communicate to your audience. And that's what I did. I just started just doing a bunch of studying and then just waited for that tune to hit me, waited for the rhythm, waited for, you know, all that to hit me at once. And it sure did. And when it hits me, I just sit down and start, you know, charting it and start focusing on lyrics and things like that and arrangement.
And, you know, we talked during COVID, you know, when we last spoke to you, it was on my other show, Zach and Evan, you know, and it was, you know, you were kind of going through the times because it was right in the midst of COVID. You know, you were kind of you weren't struggling as an artist, but you were kind of struggling not connecting with your fan base because, you know, we were all in lockdown, you know, but
right,
you found your way through social media and were able to kind of, you know, get yourself going in that sense. How's it been now since kind of COVID's kind of slowed down a little bit, you know, how's it kind of going now over in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'll tell you that, the vaccine was something that was really remarkable that came out. So I definitely got that. You know, I said I have to get the vaccine. I encourage you to do it. I know some people are kind of standoffish about it, but really it's saving lives, honestly. And so our governor here in Texas, he opened up things, I mean, just as soon as he could. Mm-hmm. I mean, restaurants, bars, you know, businesses and things like that were really hurting and just wanted to get back to normal, you know, the new normal, I guess.
Yeah.
And so now it's just beautiful. I mean, I'm booked about every weekend. I'm playing live music again, connecting with fans and just having a ball, man. It's so exciting. Just the energy is back, even stronger now, just to get in front of people and connect. And they always keep saying, you know, they'll say one more song, one more song, one more song. No.
Do you give it to them though? Or do you just kind of be like, come on, I do this every night.
You know, if I'm in control of the situation, I will, I'll come back and I'll do another one for them. But sometimes these organizers and festivals, I was at a huge festival here in Weatherford, Texas called the Peach Festival. There's like over 100,000 people there. And so they've got all these lineups, you know, and it's mm-hmm. like, okay, finish your set, you know, and then we'll, you know, and then you pack up your stuff and, you know, you're out of there, right? And so I just kind of look at the engineer and the people in charge. I'm like, what do you think? And they're like, nah, no one more song. Okay.
Good. Blame it on the engineer. That's exactly what you should be doing.
Yeah. I would do it, though.
Of course you would. I know you would. You would do anything for your fans, seriously. And that's really great about you, Todd, you know, and definitely with your music, too. I mean, the country scene in Texas is freaking nuts, you know, and it's so mm-hmm. competitive, you know, and you've kind of made a staple name for yourself, which is kind of great. And especially with this brand new song too, which we're going to hear in just a bit here on Z Radio Live, and I'm very excited about it. But you know, aside from that, you know, what do you have in the works? What's going on, you know, with Todd? Is there going to be a tour coming up? Is there any type of new release coming up soon?
Yeah, there's a song that's in the works, and I'm very excited about it. I was doing an interview a couple weeks ago with some people from MTV, believe it or not. And we got on the subject of good luck, because they're like, well, what's it take to be in the music business? I said, well, good luck, you know? And they're like laughing at you about it. They're like, man, that's funny stuff, man. It's so true. It's hard to be out there as an artist and fill in the gaps between artists in the music industry, you know? And it's a tough business. It's tough to really get your name out there and really stick to it and become a mainstay among the masses of those trying to do it, you know?
And especially if you're in country too. I mean, I think, like, I don't know, 10 years ago, it would have been, I feel like it was much more difficult 10 years ago, maybe actually even 15 years ago, to be in country than it is now. Cause I mean, country is blown up. I mean, blown the fuck up.
You know, yeah, it has.
Since like 15 years ago, you know? And I mean, especially for you, you know, you're so talented at, you know, at being this, you know, this country singer, you know? That it's just awesome to see, you know, how your career's kind of gone.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, there's four categories really, right? I mean, it's pop, country, hip hop, and folk. I mean, really, that's about the main genres that are out there. There's subgenres, you know, underneath those, of course. Yeah, I'm excited to bring country music back, and I've stuck to it, and people have tried to sway me and go, you know, why don't you do something different or change up this or change up that? And I'm like, nah, I ain't doing it. It's not my heart. It's not what's in me, you know? So I've just kind of stuck to my guns, and I believe country music is, you know, it's exploding worldwide, and I get airplay all over the world, you know, and connected with many DJs and fans worldwide, and all kinds of countries, Japan and China and the Netherlands and Spain. And, you know, I mean, it's crazy. And, but there's something about being true to yourself and being true to, you know, who you are. Right. I mean, and I've just tried to just stay humble and just love what I do and love the people I'm doing it for.
For those who would kind of want to get into the country music scene, I mean, do you suggest to get into that scene, or do you kind of suggest going, you know, another route? What is your suggestion? Because you've been through it so much.
Well, I think that it really depends on your style and what you really love. So what is your influences, right? Mm-hmm. So who are you listening to? So who you're listening to, that's who you're trying to simulate or you want to become. And so if it's country artists and it's country music, then definitely go for it. But if it's Katy Perry or Madonna or, you know, or the Foo Fighters, I mean, come on. I mean, you don't want to do country. Or, you know, you're heading in a different direction, you know.
A lot of people, though, say, and now especially because country is so mainstream in a sense, and it's becoming more of a pop kind of sound. You know, it's kind of like those are some kind of influences that could also benefit the country scene in a sense, you know, or for the better or good, who knows?
But you know,
what is your opinion sort of on that, like on that whole aspect of it? The fact that, you know, it's kind of more poppy country now.
Yeah.
Is it still country or is it still just kind of like poppy? Like, what do you think it is?
Well, it's definitely not country. Mm-hmm. And Loretta Lynn, she made a statement, I think a year ago, and she said, country music's dead. And I was like, I was in shock. I mean, Loretta Lynn, I mean, we're talking the coal miner's daughter.
Yeah.
She's like, country music's dead. And I'm like, okay, I understand your passion and your, I want to understand your perspective, but hang on there, lady. We're still out here trying to make it happen, you know? You know? And a good friend of mine, who's a good mentor and friend of mine, who's worked with the best in the business. We're talking, we may have covered this in interviews, but mentored by Charlie Pride and, you know, close friends with Randy Travis and, you know, out of that school of thinking, right? And that maybe even the hee-haw era, right? Mm-hmm. Major star, Texas Country Music Hall of Fame, but just a lovable guy, one of my best friends ever. And he said, you know, the difference between Texas country right now and pop country is this. He said, Nashville's just more polished. He said, they just spend a little more time in their EQs and their, you know, how they're mixing the sound to fit on radio, because that's what they're, you know, the record labels are expecting to produce those sales.
And it's making money too. You know, that's the thing too. It's making money.
But well, it's good to make money.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. I mean, it's good to make money.
Who wants to be poor and do this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the truth, 100%.
Begging for a Slurpee from 7-Eleven on the corner, you know, I'm picking a guitar. Come on.
A lot of people make a lot of money, good money that way. And I'm shocked. You'd be surprised at how much money they'd make, honestly. You just throw out a guitar case and out there and let people tip you. I think it's just... I don't know from experience, but I've heard other stories like, oh my God, they make a fuck ton.
Yeah, you can. I do too. Yeah. It amazes me. Sometimes I won't even show up with a tip jar.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to see their reactions. And I've had, people in the audience go, all right, we need to create a tip jar for this guy, and just goes around the restaurant and the bar and they're just throwing money in it. And like a, you know, like a church service, you know, at the bar. I'm like, cool.
It's funny also you brought up Nashville too, because I mean, I was in Nashville, I think, like maybe 5 years ago. Or maybe it was that long ago. Jeez. Maybe it was like 5 years ago with a few friends. We had a big trip there, and like the music scene there is just incredible. You go to every single bar down the strip. Every single bar has an amazing, like just an incredible musician there singing and performing. Right. It's just insane. And, yes. You know, I don't know how it is in Texas. I'm dying to go to Texas. But is it kind of the same vibe there?
I'll say this, that it's a very different. I've been to Nashville, too. I've been to Broadway Street, and I've played at George Jones, played at some of those venues out there in Nashville, mm-hmm. Which I love. You know, I've recorded in Nashville. So I don't have any qualms. I have no fight with Nashville.
Of course.
I mean, if Nashville wants to back me, baby, I'm backing you too. Come on. You know, but of course, but when you look back, and I'll get back to this, but when you look back to Texas artists like Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that was called outlaw country because they were kind of getting outside the lines of what Nashville really wanted to, impress on people, or what they wanted to maintain their image, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've tried to stay kind of in between the lines. You know, I love outlaw country, but I love Nashville too. So I try to kind of mix it, like, and a lot of DJs are like, man, you're just like right on the line. You're like, you're almost outlaw, but you're almost Nashville. You're like right there, you know? And I'm like, yeah, it's a tug of war within my heart, baby. It's a tug of war. But Nashville has a different atmosphere. I would call it the Vegas of country music.
Yeah, 100%.
The Vegas of country music. But when you go to Austin, Texas, which I love Austin, I play out there a lot.
Yeah, one day I'll go. I'm dying to go. Dying.
Oh, there's a reason why they call it the capital live music of the world. There's a reason, and it's just throw it out there. You know, it's just like, okay, here I am. You know, what else do you want from me? You know, I mean, it's just like dig. All right, we're digging in. We're gonna, you know, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna enjoy ourselves. No reason to buy this record. No reason to buy my T-shirt or my merchandise. Just have fun. Come on, you know. Just have fun. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only rule tonight. Just have fun. So yeah, Austin's very. I love Austin, baby. Austin, Texas is badass, man.
It's where it's at. It really is. And especially for country music and especially for Todd Barrow, for sure. Todd, where can people check you out online? Where can people find your music if they haven't heard you before? Which, by the way, they'll hear you in a few minutes. But later on, after they're done listening to Z Radio Live and they've decided to turn it off, even though I expect them not to, where can they hear you?
Well, you know, I mean, you can hear me on all the digital media platforms out there, on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, Pandora. You can Shazam me if you want to, you know. Of course, I'm on Twitter and Instagram, Todd Barrow Music, Facebook, and all that. If you just Google me, Google my name or Google my music, you'll find me. And I always welcome everybody to come along. I always respond to comments, you know, good or bad. And just welcome everybody. Just check it out.
Well, Todd, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with the career. And now we're going to hear your brand new song, and I'm very excited to hear it too. It's called Prisoners of Love, here on the Web's hit music station, Z Radio Live. Thanks again, Todd.
Thank you, Zach. Always a pleasure.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.